Museum of Nebraska Art founders Gary Zaruba, Larry Peterson, and Harry Hoffman traveled to Leonia, New Jersey in 1981 to purchase the Grant Renard Estate. Little did they know that, in addition to Renard's studio contents, personal correspondence, and approximately 3,000 artworks by this Grand Island, Nebraska native, another special treasure awaited. Renard, a prolific artist himself, was also a collector of art. Among the many estate items was an oil painting that did not seem to be by Renard. Although the painting had newspapers stuck in several places and a heavy coating of yellow varnish, it could be seen that it was in the style of the old masters, a formal portrait of a young man. A notation on the back of the painting said that the painting was a self-portrait of William H. Beard. This 19th-century artist traveled through Nebraska after a sketching trip to the Rocky Mountains in 1866 with noted travel writer Bayard Taylor. Beard was known for portrait painting early in his career, but later became recognized for painting caricatures of animals involved in human activities. Dancing bears, costumed foxes, and talking rabbits were Beard's satirical comments on American life. The self-portrait was sent to an art conservator who specializes in restoring oil paintings. The newsprint was removed and the painting surface was cleaned. What appeared from under the newsprint and grime was a very accomplished portrait of a young man. With long flowing brown hair, a mustache, and formal attire, there was no doubt it was a painting of and by William Holbrook Beard. With the painting restored, a mystery was solved and a treasure found. Connection to Nebraska. After traveling through Kansas to Denver, Colorado in 1866 to study the mountain landscape, Beard made his return journey east via stagecoach through Nebraska to Central City, then known as Lone Tree, where he connected with a train returning to Omaha. The Museum of Nebraska Art owns two works associated with this 1866 journey, an 8.5 by 12.5 inch steel engraving titled On the Prairie, and a 24 by 18 inch oil painting, Deer on the Prairie.